So the Democrat Party, you see, is driving me apeshit. So this is Carl Sloan. Oh, Christ, look at his shirt. This is the wrong shirt, Bob. Wrong shirt. What are you going to do? I just got back from safari. You know that movie Mean Streets? It's like, I've seen it. I've been there and done that with that movie already. And it, let me see here. What other thing can we watch here? Something really dumb. Come on, give me some dumb shit. Oh, there's Jesus. What is that? What is this fucking thing? Info. Where's info? Info. Oh, shit. Not this goddamn thing. Swingers. Oh, give me a fucking break. Exit. I don't get swingers. I don't. If you're, call me old fashioned. It was a thing in the 70s. At least that's what people said. I don't know, but let me do sports. Huh? Let's do some sports. See what that's about. I guess we could look at the Pittsburgh Cleveland is tomorrow night. No, tomorrow's that's coming up Thursday. What game's tomorrow night? There's the sports mix. I'll do that. And we'll do the same thing over here. Do sports mix over here too, you know. Jesus Christ. Got basketball. Info? Okay. Thank you. Got it, bitch. Oh, shit. Sports mix don't get it done. Well, here's college football. God, this thing's fucking terrible. What game is this? College football final. Take the fucking gate off. All right. Did I do a whole show with that fucking gate on? God damn. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3. I don't know, NFL channel. I don't like that. NBA, PGA. Can't wait for January. When January comes around, I realize spring is next and it's summer. I'm kind of racing through my life that way, you know. I like it, though. I like it like that. Look at this. Here's a ESPN Classic. The 94 Georgia-Auburn game. I thought it'd be interesting. I love watching classic football games because, especially from the 80s and before, you really see the difference in gear, you know, the equipment that they use. Even the way the quarterback stands over the center, even though, as you know, I do not watch football anymore. Jesus, look at this conference. The SEC in 84, Alabama and Florida were just dominating both divisions. College players started to, college quarterbacks, I should say, started to get down into a crouch over the center. I guess they did that more in college ball than they did in pro ball. But you used to see them stand almost straight up, almost standing straight up instead of doing any kind of a crouch, especially the pro game. When you look at professional, look at any highlight or look at just the regular games on videotape from the 70s. They're standing straight up over the center. It's almost like they're completely straight, back straight. Not that what I'm saying is the most exciting thing, but here's like a regular I formations. Is this Herschel Walker? 94? No. Yeah? No. What am I saying? Herschel, that's ridiculous. What was 94? It was don't know who was their running back. I saw, is this Georgia and Auburn? Yeah. What is this? I saw, no, this is Florida and Auburn, I think. No, it ain't. It's Georgia and Auburn. So this is at the Georgia Dome. I think. I don't know when the, I don't know what, don't listen to me. Joe Peterbaugh here, and this is the Peterbaugh Experience. A lot of things to talk to you about tonight. A lot of things to get to. So let's not overstate the case. The number's on the screen right there. Give me a call and see how you feel about some of the things we're talking about. Now, is that guy's name was Carl Sloan Loan? What was his name? God damn it, I forgot his name. Was that on Freddy's show? Oh, that sushi bar downtown, I'm telling you. Mrs. Fish. Fifth, I think it's, I don't know what the street is it's on. Figueroa? No, that doesn't matter. It goes right into Pershing Square. Fifth goes alongside Pershing Square. This tees into Fifth.
Yeah, I dig that, and then but last night, oh my God, they cooked up a roll I never had.
Wait a minute, man, is this Friday's show? This is Friday's show.
But I got to admit, I went in and I tried it, and when I say meat eater, I'm red meat eater. Restaurant, that was the French restaurant, and they have a patio.
Fuck.
A beautiful patio that overlooks. And do you know what I saw? I don't know if you saw this.
AM and FM, right?
Yes, there was KRKD FM, and they were.
Well, let me. I'm trying to find the name of this guy.
In the 60s. They were a whole lot of nothing, you know.
The thing about KISS that I don't know a lot of people know here in Los Angeles, or and KISS is a pretty well-known station across
right.
the country.
Let me find mail.
General, let me just take it where it goes, all right?
Yes, Mr. General.
And what do you mean, Mr. General?
I mean, yeah, General. Mr. Henry likes to take it where he wants to go with it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, go ahead, William S. Burroughs, with your stream of consciousness.
Wow. Well, that's a real name.
Yeah, thought it was a real nut.
Who's Bill Burroughs?
Bill Burroughs.
So, yeah, KRKD is what was KISS, AM and FM.
All right, that's cool, man. So where's my motherfucking...
The stations in those days weren't much to listen to, but and I can't even tell you what KRKD did, but they began to change into a sort of a top 40 pop format.
Back with fucking Pluto.
And then they became KISS AM.
And KISS AM was KISS before there was a KISS FM. So I remember listening to that station... Going to the beach.
All right, man.
Because it was like on AM, and in those days, it was a toss-up with the car. Your friend's car had FM. Believe it or not, folks.
What is this? Oh, Skype.
It was not standard. You had an AM band radio.
So what else am I looking for here, man?
Really doing you a favor there. But when FM came into high demand, then cars started getting AM.
AM and FM.
AM and FM radio. All right, coming up, Chris Norton and the Legend of Beef Heat. To you, bye.
Hey, everybody. This is
fuck.
And we are releasing now the best of the prime rib room.
For the loan. What an asshole.
Cal Sloan. Hi, I'm Cal Sloan, and this is Cal Sloan. I got my eye on you. And this is the Cal Sloan. This is Cal Sloan one-on-one. Everything is one-on-one with me. I don't pluralize anything. Everything is singularized so that you feel that you are it. You are the focus of my attention. And I want to talk about our country today because we've got a lot of people that live in this country. We have million and million of us, and we are desperately seeking answer. And I believe that if I can carry a 30-minute show with this device, this ridiculous device of simply singularizing everything, you are going to find, and if you find that I have pluralized anything, I'll send you a check for $1,000. If I've pluralized, putting an S at the end, no, I better not say that. There was a group of person, and so that's the gimmick. What do you think? Can I do it? It's the Cal Sloan. This is the Cal Sloan. I've got my eye on you show. This is Cal Sloan's one-on-one. It's the Cal Sloan one-on-one show. Cal Sloan, who doesn't pluralize words. He only singularizes words because he wants you to feel as if you have his entire attention, and you do. You have the attention of Cal Sloan. I am Cal Sloan. I own a loan company, and I give out loan. I mean, I make loan to a lot of people. And why do I do that? Because I want people to know they're taken care of. Cal Sloan, take care of you. Well, that's pluralizing it. Cal Sloan takes care of you, and you, and you, all of you out there. But I only singularize words. I do not use the plural at fucking all, except if I say people, okay. You know, there are many person in this country, and he, all of him, wants change. What the fuck? Do a half hour of that. Do a half hour of that. That's pretty funny. Don't you think? Honolulu, Blaby. Cal Sloan, one-on-one. Hi, this is Cal Sloan. I own Cal Sloan Loan, and I also do a talk show. A talk show about you, about me, about all of me, about all of us, about all of you and me. Okay, let me try this again. No, you cunt. Excuse me, sorry. This is Cal Sloan one-on-one, brought to you by Cal Sloan Loan. Cal Sloan Loan will make you a loan of $100, $200, $1,000, or $10,000. Cal Sloan Loan, it's one-on-one. Cal only thinks of you and no one else. Hey, thanks very much. This is Cal Sloan, and this is the Cal Sloan one-on-one talk show brought to you by Cal Sloan Loan. You see, I singularize everything. And why do I do that? Because I want you to know. I want you to feel. I want you to get the gist of what this is all about. It is me caring about you. It's me thinking about you and you alone in the fight for the future of this country. Am I a liberal? Am I a conservative? Who knows? One thing I do know is I know you and only you. I singularize everything in my ad. And I singularize everything in my life, as a matter of fact. I have 5 kids. That's right. My wife and I raised up 5 kids, and they all go to school. And hopefully one of these days, they're going to go out and they're going to make a life for themselves. So join me today. We'll get people on the phone. Remember that if you are pluralizing any word at all, I'm going to hang up on you and probably use a few obscenity. Because I want you to think of me and me alone as I talk to you and you alone. You, me, and baby make 3. That's what it's all about here on Cal Sloan One-on-One. Well, it's been an amazing election season. The president of the United States, Donald Trump, is, of course, the president and will represent the Republican. Over on the Democrat side, you've got all kind of different people. And one of the people over there right now who's making some wave is, of course, Joe Biden. And why wouldn't he? Joe Biden is the leading Democrat candidate. And why wouldn't he make wave? And, of course, he is the candidate that is bothering President Trump. President Trump thinking that Joe Biden was involved in some kind of bullshit. And this is kind of boring, isn't it? Yes. Joe Biden today. Hey, who won that goddamn... Ram game, huh? Oh, boy. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. I wanted them to win. It's time now for Rams Talk here on the Cal Sloan Show. I can't believe they lost. I can't believe they lost. I can't believe they lost. I've always felt that my team should win.
Testing one. Yeah, I can tell you that, tell you something right now, my main man. Well, let me tell you something about that. See, first of all, I think we need to understand that it's a big, big country, and I just want everyone to feel good about it, you know?
I agree with you.
Yeah, you know what I mean, Mr. Henry? Everyone ought to feel good about it, and not everybody feels good about it.
Well, okay.
Oh.
How'd you guys like Dean Wheeler on Saturday Cinema? I thought it was funnier than fuck. Or, you know, just about. Who's this? Thanks, doll. Okay. America, America, God sent his thing. God shed his thing on me. Man. Ah, shit.
Bitch. Brother, bitch. Fucking thing is wrong, man. It's wrong, man.
Hey, man, what? Okay,
I got to tell you something. I really mourn the passing of Rob Norris or whatever the hell his name was. I forget. What's the guy's name?
The guy who died?
Yeah, the guy who. Jesus.
Rob, who's Mr. Who's the cat that died? The Marlboro Man. His name is Ron Norris. He didn't smoke. Lived to be 90. What was he? What did he have in his, mouth then? If he didn't, you know, who else was a Marlboro Man? Was Tom Selleck, wasn't he? There was Daryl Winfield, William Thorby, Wayne McLaren. What? Who's the fucking Marlboro Man that? Oh, there he is again. Yeah. Oh, they never showed him smoking. He was just always had one in his mouth. All these guys were rugged sons of bitches, you know? Oh, they had that rugged look. Joe Camel. He's got William Thorby. American Idol Marlon Ryder. He was known for his rugged cowboy look. And he was a member of the, he was a Marlboro Man. There he is. The original Marlboro Man. How do you like that? That's like that cat, the world's most interesting man, right? You know, you get these iconic roles. The dude who plays on the progressive commercials, he plays Mayhem. You know that guy? He's always got dings on his face, and he's going, "Hi, I'm Mayhem," or, you know, and sometimes he's playing a dog. Most recently, there's a commercial out where he plays a dog. You know, like he's chewing up your fucking furniture or some shit. And that cat, what a gig. I mean, he's making bank. He's the man, you know? The lady from Progressive, Flo, I used to know her name, man, because she was in an improv group in L.A. that worked out with some people that I know. I can't remember any of them, but she is like, why would you want any other job? And I auditioned for, I should have gotten this gig. It was for tires, a tire company. The guy they had as an example on the fucking bulletin board looked just like me. I mean, he looked just like me. It was a tire company. I can't remember what it was. Man, they brought a lot of guys in, though. Yeah. One of these days, man. Then I'm going to run. I will not walk. I will fucking run from this gig. I'm kidding around. No, I won't. Because this gig I do for fun, sort of. All right, so Bob Norris, where are we at, man? Almost? You know, Phil, Don Berman, Channel 19 News. Wow, that little cat that saved that kid. Pretty whack. Yes, Rudy Canonza, you know, Je T'aime Lingerie.
Hello. Yes, this is Rudy Canonza with Je T'aime Lingerie. Yes, Rudy Canonza here with Je T'aime Lingerie, and go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Rudy. What I wanted to say was that, okay, that's cool.
Don Berman here, Channel 19 News. Yes, Phil. Well, Phil, this is Don Berman, Channel 19 News, and I think all you guys can suck it. You can suck it right out of my... I better not say.
Okay. Fresh cup. Fresh cup. What? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so the commercial's already been done. The commercial's already been done. The commercial's already been done. And I'm going to just remind myself of that because the commercial has been done. We got Don. We have Rudy Canosa. Don, Bob, Green, Rudy. Don Berman's in the newsroom. That's Don Berman. Bob Green's the grocery store. Okay, here we go. What am I doing first? Are we doing Rudy and Steve? Steve is... Newsroom. So what am I looking at here, man? Bob Green? So, and then Steve Ozell and Rudy Canosa is also in Je T'aime Lingerie. He's over at actually the restaurant. Okay. Here we go. Fuck it. (Clears throat)